Title of this poem is Thanks. A little water before I run out of breath here. This is a great occasion, I want to say that. Thanks for inviting me. I've been teaching the work of George Moses Horton for a number of years. I'm surprised. Title of this poem is Thanks. Thanks for the tree between me and a sniper's bullet. I don't know what made the grass wait seconds before the Viet Cong raised the sound of his rifle. Some voice always followed, telling me which foot to put down first. Thanks for deflecting the ricochet against that anarchy of dust. I was back in San Francisco, wrapped up in a woman's wild colors, causing some dark bird's love call to be shattered by daylight when my hands reached up and pulled a branch away from my face. Thanks for the vague white flower that pointed to the gleaming metal, reflecting how it is to be broken like mist over the grass as we played some deadly game for blind gods. What made me spot the monarch on a single thread tied to a farmer's gate, holding today together like an unfingered guitar string is beyond me. Maybe the hills grew weary, leaned a little in the heat. Again, thanks for the dud hand grenade tossed at my feet outside Chul. I am still falling through silence. I don't know why the intrepid sun touched the bayonet, but I know that something stood among those lost trees and moved only when I moved.